Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, Taylor, I was working on the website the other day, putting up some more podcasts from catching up a little bit from last year, and for some reason I had to go back and find a guest that had been on before. And we were in the studio. And Paul was on the air with us, you know. We were blaming him for something.
We always blame him.
Something on the board froze up, or
was it the computer? Was it on the computer? Just kind of.
Our board and computer on our side. And we were blaming him, and he was like, "Oh, it's my fault." And I was like, "I miss being in the studio."
I do too.
we'll get back there, folks. we have struggled through, and we'll make it. But yeah, it'll be good to get back in the studio, and I'm sure that we could probably get back in there now. But I don't know that it's exactly the right time, and I know they've still got a bunch of restrictions on things. So just to keep from being a fly in the ointment, we'll continue on with what we're doing.
It works. It's just not the same.
It's not the same as being there live on a Saturday. So,
and, you know, being able to blame Paul
for whatever goes wrong.
We love him, but yeah.
He's an easy scapegoat. And he's been doing it so long, he's used to it. He's like, "Oh, yeah, it's my fault. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it next time." So, anyway, but welcome into the show. Hope you're having a great weekend. If you're in one of the rain bands or currently being drenched, the FLW, well, it's not the FLW, Major League Fishing, the Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit is down in Lake Okeechobee this weekend. So you can tune into Major League Fishing and watch their live coverage or whatever. And then...
go, Anthony! Woo!
Yeah, Anthony Gagliardi's fishing down there. And then the Elite Series is in Florida, too.
I understand they had some interesting weather come through.
Yeah, like a three-hour fog delay Thursday morning.
And even during practice, there were some posts
Brian New put one up.
Well, I know... Yeah. Shock. His wife posted that they were in a camper in the middle of like a lightning storm.
That's Florida.
I was like,
that's Florida. 12 months out of the year, you got to be ready for those thunderstorms. But so there's some fishing to be watched. Yeah. If you want something to do, I guess they're getting close to weigh-ins now. And then tomorrow will be championship days for both of them. So, and if you're interested in this show, we're going to do a calendar here shortly, and then we've got Nathan Cantrell.
A really, really cool guest is going to come on.
NRA has been in the news, and, you know, I've never had anybody representing the National Rifle Association on this show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of firsts on the show, but there's still a lot of firsts ahead of us.
Yep.
And so it was just an opportune time to talk about it, and Nathan's a local Spartanburg guy.
And always has been.
It's neat to meet those people, too. So, anyway, let's go ahead and dive in. We got a few things. There are a few things going on.
We're getting back.
Getting there a little bit. Some of it's not what we're used to, but it's all good. So why don't you go ahead, Taylor, and start us off?
We've talked about the local hiker
brought
a lot.
To us by.
Oh, we forgot that part. That's kind of an important part.
Visit Anderson and
Green Pond Landing in a bit.
All right, now go ahead.
We've talked about the local hiker here on the show a couple of different times, but they're doing a drop-in hiker social February 19th, 5 to 7. They're going to have drinks and snacks. I do not know if there's a mask required. It doesn't say anything on here about it.
Yeah, it'd probably be on the door, so take one with you.
But if you're new to the area, if you like hiking, this is going to be a perfect thing for you to do.
And the local hiker's a great resource for hikers here, especially here in the upstate. So, it's spring. It's getting close to springtime, and you're going to start seeing things bud out. And the Bradford Pear Bounty is back.
Oh.
Yeah. My brother is slowly turning his into firewood. And I never understood that I was growing firewood in my front yard, but his big Bradford pears keep splitting, and I think he maybe have one left now out of, I don't know, 8 or 9 that he planted at his house. But anyway, they're not native to the U.S., but have been widely planted as, you know, trees for years. The blossoms are pretty, but they're real fragile during storms. And even worse, they hybridize into... and spread one of the worst invasive plant species in Southeast, the calorie pear, which is that thing with thorns on it. And so they've got a bounty out. The Clemson Cooperative Extension is your link to this. Property owners are encouraged to exchange up to 5 Bradford pear trees for an equal number of free, healthy, native, young replacement trees, a one-for-one replacement. Pre-registration is required. Only the property owners are eligible. Any South County resident can participate. Your property owner is responsible for removing the tree. Take a picture of yourself with a cut tree, a selfie, if you will, and bring it to the exchange event. Replacement trees will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last. And specific tree species cannot be reserved ahead of the event. There's 2 of them planned right now. Sumter on February the 27th from 9 to noon at Swan Lake Iris Gardens, the Heath Pavilion. We've been to Swan Gardens several times when you've been down for the NASP tournaments in Sumter. Now, kind of a cool place to go. If you're going to go down there, take a little bit of time and walk around Swan Gardens. It's a neat place.
It's a good breather before awards, too, that's for sure.
And then Clemson, March 13th, 9 and noon, Nettles Park, the large picnic shelter. And, you know, be aware of your city's yard debris policies and burning procedures and stuff like that. But, yeah, get rid of those Bradford pears. And especially if you see one of those calorie pears show up, get rid of that thing, too.
I've got another event here from the Clemson Extension. Wild Hog Management Webinar. It's going to be February 16th, 6 to 8. It's free, but many of y'all have seen some things about the increase in wild hogs
increase,
around here.
Yeah.
It's a dramatic increase, and it's up to 100,000.
Estimated population
estimated
South
in the
Carolina.
State. Yep. So it's going to talk about the history, biology, and management techniques for these hogs. So if you want to listen to that, again, that's 6 to 8 on February 16th. And you can contact Ryan Bean at rbean@clemson.edu.
Yeah, it's another Clemson Extension thing that's on there. I've signed up for that one. We have a press conference. Oh, that's big news for the next show. But, yeah, there's a press conference taking place Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock that's going to be very important to the boating and fishing industry in South Carolina.
Yeah. We're going to have to keep your ears.
Yeah, I might try to Facebook Live that event, that press conference Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock. Check the Facebook page and see if I'm able to do it or not. Back to the local hiker. New to backpacking, let's be real, it can be pretty overwhelming. A lot of the outdoors can be pretty overwhelming the first time around, which is why you need good support groups around you. And we're blessed to have that with the Department of Natural Resources, with local hiker, with natural National Rifle Association. I mean, it's just all over. But to help some of you who may be through hiking for the first time, we're offering a class on the 18th of February at 6 p.m. covering some of the basics. Register at our website or DM us if you're interested. That's the local hiker, how to prepare for a through hike class.
We're both having trouble trying to get that out.
Our Smart Reef thing got put off a week, and then it got put off another week, and now it's March 25th and 26th.
That wind is a killer for offshore.
Yeah, the wind and the rain is just not what you want to do.
When we get out there, we will be sure to give y'all an update.
Yeah, and one off the wall you need to be prepared for, April 24th and 25th, the 2021 Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort Air Show is on. You need to go to their website and get your tickets or find out how you're going to get down there and watch the Blue Angels.
And the special tickets
are
already on sale right now.
Yeah, the premium tickets are on sale. Might have already been sold out. But anyway, big air show in Beaufort this year, April 24th and 25th. And with that, we're going to put an end to the first segment. And y'all listen for Nathan Cantrell. We're going to have a good time for however long we take. And we'll fill in whatever's left over, if there's any left over. Got a feeling they're not going to be. But y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side. Quit texting.
I'm not texting anymore.
Put your phone down.
Jesus.
Well, showtime.
No. Turn it down. What happened to My Bumper Music?
It comes and goes.
No.
Yes,
no.
It comes and goes.
No, it needs to stay.
No, it comes and goes.
Everybody likes it more than yours.
Actually, not.
Actually, yes.
No.
You cannot go wrong with country music.
Yeah, you can,
you can
too.
Go very wrong with 80s, whatever that is.
Wrong?
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, not at all.
You want to bicker a little bit more about this?
No.
You know?
We do this every segment.
Not every segment.
Well, almost every segment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thanks for hanging through the break. News. A lot of news going on here lately. And one of the big, with us gun owners, is the move of the NRA from New York to Texas. And through another connection of mine, I got introduced to someone else, and that someone happens to be the South Carolina representative for the National Rifle Association, Nathan Cantrell. And he's on with us. And I tell you, Nathan, we have started something over
Careful.
The last couple of days and
Careful.
Continued it with Taylor off the air that bodes well for us as dads with teenage daughters. The daughters might not like it a little enough, but thanks for taking some of your time to talk to me over the last few days. Thanks for taking time to be on the show. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Roger, thank you so much. I'm honored that you had me on. I love your platform, love the show, and I've really enjoyed getting to know you over the last couple of days, and I think that that Taylor will appreciate this friendship that's evolving as well. So,
will I appreciate it, or will I have to just deal with it?
Well, you have to deal with it at first, but you'll learn to appreciate it.
Oh man,
folks, it's just absolutely hilarious when your guest gets on and you introduce your teenage daughter to him, and the first thing out of his mouth practically is, "Oh, this is great, Taylor. Let me tell you the number of ways I know how to get rid of a body."
This is so not good. This is so not how I
probably need to go into that a little bit more, Roger, and explain that.
Oh no. Let's just leave it right there.
No.
No, I will give him plenty of time to explain because I want him to take a couple minutes to introduce himself. When you hear his introduction, you'll understand how he knows about getting rid of bodies. And trust me, folks, it's all on the up and up. And if a father of a teenage daughter has to get rid of a body, well, it's probably a justifiable thing.
Very justified.
Very justified. But seriously, take a minute. You're a lifelong South Carolinian. I think you told me that the other day.
Yes, sir.
And you've worked right here in the upstate of South Carolina. So take a couple minutes, give us a little bit of background, and tell us about your work history and how you came to work for the National Rifle Association.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, again, my name is Nathan Cantrell. Most people call me Nate, except for my mother, that will correct you and tell you that there's not an E on the end of my name. Or my wife says Nathan when I'm in trouble.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm born and raised in Spartanburg, South Carolina. In August of 2019, I retired from the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office. I spent pretty much the majority of my career in investigations. I was a narcotics investigator for almost 15 years. The last 5 years, I was in homicide violent crimes. So I had a very long and blessed career. I was literally born to be a police officer and learned pretty quickly that I believe that I was born to be an investigator. You know, God has blessed me throughout my entire career and obviously blessed me and kept me safe to hit the finish line, which I'm very thankful for. And miss it every day, but will take those memories with me for the rest of my life. So I retired in August of 2019 from Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office. Got to enjoy that retirement for about 4 days before I joined the National Rifle Association. My wife said, "You're way too young. You're going to still go out here and make some money." So it was again, it's just kind of a crazy thing of how you meet people throughout your life. And if you will indulge me just for a minute,
sure.
I'll kind of tell you, again, retired from Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office. I have a beautiful wife, Nikki, that we're coming up on our 17th wedding anniversary. We have two children. Blake is our son. Haley is our little girl. You hear that, Taylor, little girl. She'll always be my little girl.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think that's a trend. Yeah.
But so our son, Blake, he was the type of child, I guess, and my wife is in law enforcement as well. He was the type of child that he basically came out of the womb seeing mom and daddy come home with a gun on their hip. So he was the type of child, by the time he was walking age, he had a toy gun in his hand. We got his first Red Ryder BB gun when he was 4 years old. He would scream and cry if you made him come inside from clinking a can. By the time he was 6 years old, he came to me and he said, "Dad, I want to learn how to deer hunt." Now, Roger, you already know this story a little
bit.
Yes,
sir. It's a great one.
Never hunted a day in my life. I was born to two great parents. My dad was a hardworking man, but he didn't hunt, so I didn't either. But as every father, you know, you don't want your son to learn something from another man. But I kind of hit that crossroad where I had to look him in the eye and be, "Son, I don't know how to hunt, but guess what? We're going to learn from the ground up together." So when he was 9 years old, he shot his first deer. I shot my first deer that same year, but I was 39. So it is really basically just started a passion between me and him. There's more father-son moments that's come out of deer stand than I can even count.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just been amazing to see him evolve as a hunter and as me, you know, and I've evolved as a hunter later in life as well. So one thing that we were very fortunate about is that I have great friends around me that took the time to teach both of us. And one of those friends was a gentleman that has now become a FFL for our Spartanburg friends, the NRA committee. He ran into another rep. The rep let him know that there was a opening in South Carolina. He's like, "Hey, I've got a really good friend who is eligible for retirement, maybe looking for a second career. I really think he'd be perfect for this job." So he got me in contact with the Atlanta field rep, or I'm sorry, the Georgia field rep for the NRA. We talked an hour on the phone, very first time, kind of like me and you,
sure.
Roger.
Yeah.
And we hit it off, and I get off the phone, I walk inside, and I tell my wife, I said, "Man, I think I might have a job opportunity." And 10 minutes later, he's texting me, "Hey, the big boss man wants you to call him tomorrow." I came in the sheriff's office. If Sheriff Wright's listening, I apologize. But I walked in my office, closed the door, called what turned out to be my new boss. We talked for an hour, and about an hour later, I'm getting an email that I have an job interview the following week.
Wow.
So I interviewed for it and somehow convinced them that I was worthy to hire. And it's been off to the races since then. So I'll take a breath for a minute, Roger. I hope I didn't wear you out.
No, not at all. It's a great story. I mean, we talked about you and your son, and actually Taylor and I were talking today that's something we want to probably do a whole nother show on, right, Taylor?
Yeah. Yep.
Because there's, you know, we talked to Pam Holbrook, who had never deer hunted, who went to through the Ladies Tomo pilot program this past year and went deer hunting. So we did that, and you were saying this is another one of those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. It is. We always like to hear about first-time hunts, especially when it's, because, you know, I mean, a lot of kids like you, they don't grow up in a hunting family, and sometimes it's hard for the parents to wrap their heads around, okay, well, it's on me now. If they want to do this, let's do it together.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives some hope that it's possible.
And how much fun have we had?
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, Nathan, it's like you and I were talking, and you talked about your son getting a Red Ryder and plinking in the backyard and stuff like that. In times when you are teaching responsibility, at the same time having fun doing it,
right. It
comes across and is learned totally different than if you're at those at odds time trying to teach something with no underlying relationship. Does that make sense, Nathan?
Absolutely. Well, yep. And I think the biggest thing is that I think one thing that my son benefited from is that I had no expectations for him whatsoever.
Yep.
So it wasn't that I was forcing anything down his throat. The only expectation I had was firearm safety, obviously, and teach him that, teach him the fundamentals of shooting. You know, and that started with a Red Ryder BB gun at 4 years old. Everything after that, we were learning together. I had no expectations for him. He obviously had no expectations of me because we're at the same level. And and really, he has far surpassed me now at 15 and a half because he eats, breathes, and sleeps the outdoors, fishing, hunting, you name it. He really amazes me. But I really think we both benefited from that because, you know, I had no expectations for him. I didn't know if this was going to be a flash in the pan.
Right.
And I really believe that it's turned into a lifelong passion for him.
Oh, I'm sure.
And really, you know, what I have left of this life for me as well. And I hope he'll always remember the times that, you know, he had with his old man and deer stand or turkey blind or
There's no doubt about it. We got about a minute left here. There's no doubt about it. When a parent is intrigued with something and is intent on learning, you can suck the kid in so easily because both of you are learning at the same time, and the kid doesn't the child or whatever doesn't feel like, you know, oh wow, dad's having to recycle through all this stuff for me. It's exactly. You know. So, and we're going to come back to that, but in closing here, and the music's going to go up in a few seconds, you talked about a group, you know, support group and all, and that's where the National Rifle Association comes. There were 7 million first-time gun owners in the United States last year, and the National Rifle Association is somewhere where if you are interested in becoming a gun owner and don't know anything about it, that's where you find those groups of people that can help you and mentor you and get you through some of the stuff you don't know. So we're going to delve into more of that coming next segment. So y'all hang on through the break. More Woods and Water Southcon on the other side. That a bit loud.
Just a little bit.
He doesn't know what's coming either, does he, Taylor?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, all right, hang on. Listen real good.
Okay.
Got a baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms.
I think he gets it. The laugh tells me he got it. All right, here we go.
I get it.
All right, y'all hang on. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We're talking to Nathan Cantrell, field rep for the National Rifle Association here in South Carolina. And, yeah, he might get the song because the song has got an underlying meaning for us as dads, but got to ask you this question. Is that Hootie and the Blowfish, or is that Darius Rucker?
He will always be Hootie to me.
But, yes!
Yes! No!
You have just taken a pasting today, young lady.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I was not expecting this.
Oh, I was. Based on our conversation the other day, I knew exactly what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm a 90s kid through and through.
See? So. See? Wonderful. But yes.
This is just a knockdown drag out for me.
You're taking a pounding.
Taylor,
in both
I do enjoy country music, though, Taylor. I do enjoy country music. Uh-huh. So
good.
I'll give you a little win. How about that?
It feels good. It feels good. That's all
make
I need.
You feel better.
It does. Yeah.
It takes sometimes it just takes such little things to make them happy.
That's right.
Hey, you know, it's a win.
But yeah, let's last segment introduction. I think we kind of. Like I said, it's just continuation of the past couple of days talking and getting the show together and all. Taylor, need to get back to the gist of this whole thing and the National Rifle Association. I think you got a good question to lead off for.
I do. So, with the latest news, NRA has moved to Texas. Explain what happened there. What was with the move?
Okay. Well, like I've already discussed, I mean, even though I came from the legal side of things, from the law enforcement side of it, I don't profess to be an attorney. certainly not a bankruptcy attorney.
Sure.
But it's very simple in the fact that this is a voluntary Chapter 11.
Okay.
To unincorporate from New York. And I will just warn you guys, you know, I'm over the Friends of the NRA, and we will get over that. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yep.
But that is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Right.
Okay. So I do have to be careful as far as anything that I talk about politically, but, you know, unless you have had your head in the sand, obviously there was an attack by New York, the Attorney General and the governor, on the National Rifle Association. In fact, they vowed to disband the NRA.
Put you out of business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is a calculated move to unincorporate from New York and to corporate in the state of Texas. You know, what we're looking at is, you know, it's a restructuring. And Texas, we believe, is a perfect fit. We have millions of NRA members there. The belief and importance of this move is to reincorporate in a state that values our contributions of the NRA. They value our law-abiding citizens and members and join us as basically a partner in upholding our constitutional freedom. And that is what my job deals with both sides, but you know, that is the whole purpose of the National Rifle Association, is to uphold our Second Amendment and our constitutional rights. And certainly that is something that, you know, I think we probably need to be concerned about and, be more well read and, make sure that we're doing what we can to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. And we both kind of decided we'd leave the politics off. I try not to get political here on the show, and that's a good thing, because the outdoors should be apolitical. It should be a place where all of us can go and enjoy the outdoors just for being out there.
That's a great way to put it.
And folks, if you never shot before, Taylor will tell you, shooting is fun.
Oh, my word. Don't even get me started. ARs are my weakness, everybody. If y'all ever want to know, if you would give me a choice of any gun, it'd be an AR. It would be any AR. Just
any AR platform, huh?
Any AR. That's just they look cool.
Love it.
They are fun to shoot. It's just
And they cost me money.
But you spend it willingly, though.
I do.
Because you shoot it too.
I shoot them too, and shooting is fun, and that's one of the perks of the Second Amendment is, you know, being able to go out there and shoot. You learn responsibility, you learn safety.
Remembering when your safety's on and off.
That's right. Muzzle direction. I mean these are once taught lifelong lessons.
Right.
Unless you're like me, who were taught that and then flipped the safety off on a 12-gauge pump gun inside the house and put a slug through the wall into the back of the refrigerator and out the side wall. I was much younger in those days. I was 13, and I killed a Christmas tree and put a big dent in the back of the refrigerator.
We've got a lot of stories.
And that refrigerator was still
running. It's still running, yeah.
And it was used when we got it back in 1970-something.
You never did it again, though, did you?
No, sir. I tell you, the sound of a gun going off indoors is a frightening thing.
Yes, sir.
No, much less a 12-gauge with a 3-inch slug.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, yeah, shooting is fun. And if you don't own a gun, the NRA is the perfect avenue to get in there and own a gun, because there are other gun owners. They're surrounded. You're surrounded by them. They've got groups. They've got programs. They've got, you know, a myriad of things that we're going to talk about. But let's get back to where you make your living, which is Friends of the NRA banquets. And my brother and I for years were involved with that Spartanburg chapter, in fact, back when Willie Willis was there. And, his daughter was the treasurer. And there were several others that – it's been a long, long time now, and their names I can still see their faces. I can't remember their names anymore. But we used to have it there at the Shrine Club in right outside Welford, I believe. Is that kind of in between Lyme and Welford?
That's correct.
And had some great times, made some great friendships. So tell us about, you know, okay, let's start out with FONRA. there's other avenues, but let's talk about FONDER. What is Friends of the NRA? What do you do, and what's a banquet like?
Okay. Well, just to add what you just said as far as shooting's fun, one thing that you don't see in the media is the fastest growing sport in the country right now is youth shooting sports. They don't want you to see that.
That's true.
But, you know, it is the fastest growing sport in the country. So what our mission is, Friends of the NRA, is to support the future of youth shooting sports. So what my job is I'm the representative for the entire state of South Carolina, and I have committees across the state that are comprised of volunteers. Okay. And it's a fundraising effort. So what happens is each committee puts on one banquet a year. They may have raffles throughout the entire year, but they put on one banquet a year.
Okay.
And it's like any other fundraising banquet you go to, you're going to have a live auction. You're going to have silent auction. You're going to have, raffle prizes, things like that. We're going to feed you well. Sometimes we're going to have a guest there to speak, and it's just a fellowship of like-minded people that come together that, enjoy shooting sports, enjoy guns, weapons. And, but the good thing that we do is what we're raising money for is just to support youth shooting sports and a plethora of other shooting programs. So what I can tell you is that for every dollar that we raise in this state, over 50 cents of that dollar comes back into the state in the form of grants.
Okay.
And that could be to a 4-H shooting sports club, women on targets, well-armed women. We actually have, I believe the count is up to 180 NRA nationally supported programs.
Wow.
Right now. So, like I said, over 50 cents of that dollar comes back into the state in the form of grants. The remaining amount of money goes back to the NRA Foundation to support, to help and defend our Second Amendment rights of what we've already talked about. So, since the inception of the Friends of the NRA program, and that's been since 1992, the NRA has granted over 52,000 grants all across the country. And we've raised since the inception over $426 million nationwide. You know, kind of preparing for this and getting some stats together, I can only go back as far as 2001 for the state of South Carolina. 2001 and 2019, we've awarded $3.1 million in grants that have come back to this state.
When you say, you know, supporting the high schools thing, go down to the Palmetto Shooting Complex on one of those high school clays or trap or whatever meets, and when there's 400 kids down there shooting, it's an amazing sight.
It is. It is an amazing sight. And not to get on my soapbox, Roger, but when you look at and I don't want to take this conversation down, but coming from my previous life, you know, my previous career, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've been put in a situation where if that young person that may have found themselves in trouble, it just had a mentor.
Yep.
It just had someone to teach him the safety, teach them the responsibility with the weapon. And that is, you know, that's what we're doing.
Yep.
What we're doing is we're ensuring that that young person that has that weapon in the hand and know how to handle it respectfully and responsibly and have fun while they're doing it.
All right. Hang on. Back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side.
One of my songs.
Tell ya. Who is this?
Huh?
I don't know who this is.
No way.
I don't, Taylor.
Luke Combs.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Guess the song.
I don't know the song. Tell me.
Listen. You have to know the song. The song is everywhere.
I don't know this song.
Hurricane.
Hurricane. Okay. See? I know Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions.
So of course
I don't
you do.
Know this one.
Oh, my word.
I didn't know it either, Roger.
There you go. See?
I'm quick enough.
See? Yep. Welcome back to the final segment of Woods and Water South Con for this Saturday. Appreciate you listening in. Hope you have hope you've so far have gotten to know our guest, Nathan, and gotten to know a little more about the NRA. Nathan, I want to take you back to the end of that last segment because you were talking about something that kind of, when it comes to responsibility, when it comes to guns and all that, you said something I think it needs to be repeated just for those listening that might not have caught it as we went out of that, but about mentoring. And take just a minute and talk about that in relationship to guns.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, with my previous career, you know, I've seen some horrific scenes, and there's no question that we live in a video game society. And a lot of times the only time a child, young person even sees a gun is through a video game where there are absolutely no consequences and they don't take it for real. And countless times of seeing a horrific scene that if they just had a responsible adult in their life that know that when you pull that trigger, there's no taking it back.
Right.
There's no taking it back at all. So, you know, we have, I don't know why. I can't narrow down why we've gotten away from that in society, but we have. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. The career that I was in, my wife and I, you know, guns were never taboo to my children. They knew that they weren't to be touched. They were not to be touched in the house. You know, they were a tool. And we taught our kids responsibility at a young age with that weapon. But, you know, they're not putting my wife and I on a pedestal, but there are some young people out there that don't have that mentor, don't
sure.
have that person.
Sure.
So, you know, the programs that we offer, there's so many programs out there that, you know, can get that child, to get that young person out of that mindset, out of that video game mindset that, you know, that weapon, that gun is a powerful tool that can be used for so many different things. Like we've already talked about hunting,
sure.
You know, competition, and it can be fun, but responsibility and safety is everything.
Right.
So,
and something that I grew up with was, I mean, some people might know, I know Dad, we watched this, me and Jordan watched this growing up, was the Eddie Eagle VHSs.
Yep, the old VHS Eddie Eagle programs.
And it popped up here on y'all's program on the NRA website. And it's pre-K through fourth grade videos on what to do when you're exposed to a firearm. And that, to me, starting off, you know, in a childhood, when you see a gun, you know, what do you do? Because sometimes people will panic. Like you said, I mean, they're exposed to them in video games, but they don't know what to do with them when they're exposed in real life. And I think...
Absolutely.
Eddie Eagle should be around forever. I've just that's my personal opinion, and I think it's so cool that it is specially made for kids of a younger age.
And if you look at the program, the very first line is that the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program is a gun accident prevention program.
Right.
Yep. that seeks to help parents and the law enforcement community. You know, any police officers listening never wanted to arrive on a scene where there was a horrific accident that could have been avoided. So, yes, that program is still around. In fact, I have a wonderful committee in Sumter, South Carolina. Have a great gentleman there that has the full Eddie Eagle get up. Roger, when you check your phone, I've sent you a picture
of
me standing with Eddie Eagle. That is still around. You know, it's not as prevalent in the upstate here in South Carolina that I would like to see that I know of. And if anybody knows that it is, please reach out to me and correct me.
Okay.
I just haven't met you yet, but
yeah.
Yes, we offer that all the time.
I mean, it was such an easy lesson to teach. Stop, don't
yes.
touch, run away, telegram. Because we're not talking about kids who have guns in the house and know about them. We're talking about kids who might find one out somewhere.
Right.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Rather than pick
yes,
it up sir. And look at it and try to figure out if it's loaded and point it at somebody, just stop, don't touch, run away, telegram. It was just such an easy thing to teach.
Right.
Let's get back to the fun, to the fundraising side and all. You know, we talked just a bit about it's a banquet. Yes, it's a fundraising banquet. It's an opportunity to make new friends, to find that support group for a new gun owner. In fact, you can go to an NRA banquet. You can join the NRA there. You can buy a gun there. You can make friends there. I mean, it's a great place to go to, you know, all in one. Talk a little, for people who want to get involved, who either want to go to a banquet or maybe they're, you know, an NRA member and they want to get involved in with a local chapter or a bank local banquet. How do they get involved, and what kind of volunteers are you looking for?
Great question, and want to address all that. One thing that blew my mind, Roger, when I took this job is that as far as dollars raised in a state, South Carolina really ranked towards the bottom five in the entire country, which blew my mind. As gun loving as us South Carolinians are, and you know, it's that why in the world is, and I think it's because, and I don't mean to say this to offend anybody, I think we get complacent here in this state. We live in the South. We live in the Bible Belt. You know, nobody thinks that our rights to bear arms will ever be threatened. Well, you know, if you believe that, you haven't been watching, the television. You haven't been watching what's going on in the world. So, you know, we are within the last year, even with COVID-19 last year, we are starting to climb a little bit.
Okay.
But you know, we need more committees in this state. You asked what kind of person, that I'm looking for. Number one, I'm looking for someone that, believes in our Second Amendment, believes in the rights that are in our Constitution, and, you know, has a passion for everything that we've talked about this entire show, as far as, teaching youth, teaching women that have never even held a gun, you know, taking the taboo away from this, you know, and promoting gun safety. You know, if you are associated with a youth shooting sports team, we have grant money for you. You know, you just have to support us. You have to get out there and spread our mission, and spread, you know, what we're about. We have several counties in this state that still do not have a Friendsman RA event or committee, or, you know, and definitely not a banquet throughout the year. So there's still several areas we want to hit. And it's very simple. You can go on to the South Carolina Friends of the NRA website. You'll see my picture there. All my contact information, my email is mcantrell@nrahq.org. You can call me, you can email me. We can set up a meet. I'll take you out to lunch. We'll talk, and we'll see if putting a committee in your area is feasible. You know, always go to the South Carolina Friends of NRA website to see where our local events are. I'll go ahead and give a shameless plug for our first one of the year.
Okay.
It's March 20th in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's actually in Emmon, but it's with the Spartanburg Friends of the NRA. We have we moved venues last year to the Lake at the Lodge.
Okay.
It's on Highway 9, almost at 292, right at Lake Bowen.
Yep.
Roger, the support that we got from that event, it was the first time they had a sold-out crowd. We more than 2.5 times raised what their previous record was. The Spartanburg committee became in the high caliber club, and that meant that they raised over $25,000 at that event. We literally blew the roof off the place, and we had so many first-time visitors that came up to me, and I have to tell you, you know, my chest swole with pride. It's like, hey, this is the first event that we've ever been to, but I promise you, we'll never miss another one.
That's great. So
that's what we're trying to create here in the state. I think we're getting there.
Okay.
We do need more support. We need more volunteers. We really have three steps that you can support us. You can become a volunteer on a committee in your area. You can support us. Every banquet that we have has a standard package that has, it not only has firearms, but it has apparel. It has different things. You can become a statewide donor, or you can take a banquet and say, hey, that item that's in your standard package, I would like to buy that. And what that does is we'll put your name on it. We'll put your business. We'll give you advertisement. But what you're doing, even if you can't attend the event, you can help us. And, and then the thirdly is simply, like I said, go to the website, see where the nearest banquet is to you and attend. I promise you, I hope that, if we're on our game tonight, you may be a first time attendee, but you won't be it won't be your last one. Cool. We really have a great time.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left. Taylor's going to give you a shameless plug here for something that's going on right now this weekend in Greenville. Taylor, take it away.
Yeah, the Gun and Knife Show is coming to the Greenville County Convention Center this weekend, and it's $10 for adults and $8 for military, but you can get into the show for free when you join NRA or extend your current NRA membership. So go check them out.
Nathan? That was a great plug, Taylor.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, folks, Nathan, I appreciate you coming on. I knew we would have a great show. I knew we would run out of time, and we're at the end. So I'm going to bring the music up. Thank you for taking your time to be with us. Look forward to having you back on. Keep us posted, and we'll do what we can to. Oh, that's the wrong music. Whoopsie. Oh well. We'll end a little different here. But anyway, folks. Thanks for tuning in. As always, make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. And it seems like